935.
Authorize a grant agreement for $100,000 with David Douglas School District Number 40 to support the Earl Boyles Early Works Program.
This ordinance authorizes us to provide a $100,000 grant to David Douglas School District for the Earl Boyles Early Works Program. I think all of you have been out there and seen the tremendous progress being made. This Earl Boyles Early Childhood Education Wing, as well as the Family Support Center, is going to open on September 18th. And these funds were approved by City Council in this year's budget. So thanks to all of you for your support. Happy to answer any questions. Okay, is there anybody that wishes to testify on 935?
No one signed up.
Okay, then it's an emergency ordinance, please.
Actually, Mr. President, was this an item that Amy True worked on?
It is.
Is Amy here?
Oh, there she is.
Actually, I think that...
She's hiding behind the pillars, yes.
Commissioner, if you may, I would like to question Ms. True about what exactly this money is going for.
Let's bring Ms. True up here so she can answer those questions.
Swear in the witness, please.
Have a seat, Ms. True.
Hello, Amy True, Dan Saltzman's office.
Ms. True, $100,000 is a lot of money. What exactly is it going to be spent on?
This will be toward the capital costs of the Early Learning Center at Earl Boyles Elementary. There's going to be a family support space and also specialized classrooms for early learning.
And this early learning stuff, is there any research suggesting it does any good?
There actually is quite a lot of research done on the importance of early childhood education. Ages 0 to 5 is really a critical time for children to grasp literacy skills, speaking skills, listening skills.
Commissioner, I'd also like to observe that once upon a time, there was an alternative funding mechanism that was considered by this council, which was not as straightforward as a grant in this nature. And it produced a lawsuit that froze everything that happened in urban renewal, put the Bud Clark Commons back 2 years, and produced a set of legislative changes which continue to shape how we do urban renewal. So as someone who watched that fight erupt and the clouds that it continues to have over urban renewal and now contemplates the fact that for the second year in a row, the council's been able to, with Dan's leadership and with Amy's support, make a grant to this worthy program that did not produce a political firestorm. I must say, I want to just, for the record, say I'm relieved.
Finally, Ms. True, is it true that this is your last day in city employment?
It is indeed.
And is it true that you are going to work for the Sun program?
That is true.
May I ask you a favor?
Yes, anything.
Could you strive to achieve Pauline Anderson's dream of getting people to stop saying Sun Schools? Because after all, the S in Sun stands for schools, so we're really saying Schools Uniting Neighborhood Schools.
That's going to be quite a battle, but one I'm happy to try to make some effort on for you.
Thank you very much. And will you accept this parting gift before you leave?
Oh, thank you.
Amy, just have a seat, and this is your life. Who's next? Who's on the way?
We've got half an hour before the next time, certain, so...
No, I just wanted to say that, you know, Amy's worked for me for 7.5 years, and it's been a pleasure. She's handled many, many bureau assignments, from Bureau of Environmental Services to the Office for Community Technology to the Children's Levy to...
OSD.
Sustainable Development Office. So you've been great working for us. We're really going to miss you. She's moving on to become the Sun School Coordinator for David Douglas High School, which is where she graduated from herself. So she's returning to her roots, in essence. But we know you'll continue to do great work, as you've done for me and as you've done for the citizens of Portland. We know you do great work for the residents of David Douglas School District, so thank you.
Mr. President, could we suspend the rules for applause?
Yes. Did you have any parting comments, parting shots?
You know, I don't feel like I said this in our staff meeting the other day. I don't feel like I'm actually leaving the city. I feel like I'm just being posted out to David Douglas because it feels like such a continuation of what we do already. And I feel like I'm just extending my public service and the intent of the city. So I feel like I'm just going to be on the other side of town, but still be doing the same work here for us.
Great. We'll be sure to come out and visit you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the ground breaking is September 18th for Earl Boyle, so come out.
See you there.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy.
Did we call the roll on